One of the most goal-oriented people in the Bible is the Apostle Paul. Paul was not a man who wasted time or energy. He was extremely focused in his life. He had an overwhelming sense of purpose and direction. Prior to his conversion, Paul was focused on the destruction of Christian believers. His goals were of his own creation and were not of God. After his conversion, Paul was focused on a new set of goals, goals that were in keeping with God's desire for his life. He summed up those goals for the Philippians. Knowing Jesus Christ as intimately as possible and experiencing his righteousness in his own life. Knowing the power of Christ's resurrection and being conformed to Christ in every way, including his sufferings and death. We know that both goals were also manifested in a third goal of the Apostle Paul, reaching as many people as possible with the name of Jesus and the message of his crucifixion and resurrection, and doing so as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible, and as irresistibly as possible. Early in Paul's ministry, we find this statement. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul, Paul, for the work to which I've called them," Acts 13:2. That work was the preaching of the Word of God in the synagogue of the Jews in Salamis on the island of Cyprus. That was the beginning of Paul's missionary work, a work that occupied the remainder of his life and kept him traveling throughout the region, preaching, teaching, and establishing churches wherever he went. Paul made no claim that he had achieved his goals, but stated that he was continuing to press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. To press on means to diligently follow after. Paul was zealous in following Christ. Just as a runner stretches every nerve and muscle in his body and longs to be in peak performance as he goes to the track each day, so Paul desired for everything within him to be stretched and honed to perfection in following Christ. Paul was continually pressing to experience more of Christ and more of Christ and more of Christ. Paul's foremost goals were knowing Christ in his fullness and experiencing everything he could of Christ. What are your goals today? What are you pressing toward? A goal is an aim, a purpose, or a sense of direction toward which you move all of your energies, desires, and efforts. Goals give rise to specific objectives, purposes, or aims. Goals are the targets toward which you point your life. A goal involves an organized, planned stretching of your life. A goal is a statement of intention that you seek to grow, develop, mature, or change in a positive, specific, and achievable way. Goals for Christians are based upon an understanding that we do not live for ourselves. Rather, we live as under the Lord. Are you fully aware and fully convinced that you do not belong to yourself alone? As a believer in Christ Jesus, you have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. You are now the possession of Jesus Christ. You belong to Him. You have a life that He expects you to invest in the things of God. A life that is expected to bring glory to God. The priority goal for the Apostle Paul was to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal, intimate way, and to know Him to the degree that he would be conformed completely to the likeness of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that God has this same priority goal for each one of us. In Romans 8:29 and 30 we read, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." Every other goal must be placed under this priority goal: to know Christ and to be conformed to his...